Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to meet the new president of the National Agri-Marketing Association. She's Beth Berge, and she works for Broadhead & Company. I visited with Beth during the NAMA Trends in Agriculture conference.
Beth, congratulations, and I look forward to working for you since I will now be on that executive committee. Here we made the changing of the guard, so to speak, with the president. Let's get to know you. Just tell us a little bit about what you kind of have in mind in terms of the next year for NAMA.
Sure, Chuck. Well, first of all, I'm very excited to be working with you as well on the executive committee. I think we have a great team in place in terms of our leadership, both with our staff and the executive committee. One of the probably the biggest things for NAMA in 2012 is the implementation of our strategic plan. And that's going to be a very, you know, strong initiative going forward that really is going to set the tone for the direction for a long term, not just the next 12 months.
I know there are a couple of key strategy areas for that plan. Anything you might want to share about what it is we're going to try to do in terms of implementing this plan, and what are some of those components maybe?
Sure. There's really three key strategies behind it, and the first one is strategic partnerships. You know, how is NAMA, as well as other organizations in the agricultural industry, how can we partner together to bring the most value to our members and continue to grow and expand the industry that we're also passionate about? One of the other elements is increased communications. How do we more effectively communicate with our members, whether it's social media, whether it's interactive, you know, really learning what are the appropriate preferences for people. And then lastly, just continuing to expand, because agriculture is far more than just production ag, so expanding our reach and our relevance to some of those non-traditional organizations.
Now, this is a national plan. We're a national organization, but made up of chapters. So for the local chapter or the local chapter level, how or do we have plans to have them help make this happen or implement something kind of like it maybe on a local basis?
Absolutely. This plan, it's the framework for what we do as an organization, but it, you know, the intent is that it really helps provide the guidework for all our local chapters. It was rolled out this week at the chapter leadership workshop earlier this week. It will be revisited in the April meeting, and the staff has provided a lot of resources and tools for the local chapters. So, you know, with the overall arching idea, these are the three strategies that NAMA wants to focus on. You know, here's some ideas on how you can make it relevant at your local chapter.
If you could make a comment on having been elected into this position, you've been a member of NAMA, an advocate for many years. What does it mean to you to, I guess, be able to have that president by your name?
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the things that we've kind of been talking about is, you know, for me, I've been active in NAMA since I was a freshman in college. So it's a very long time, you know, in college and then being very active in the careers committee and on NAMA boot camp, you know, being involved in the inaugural event there. And then the last, you know, basically 6.5 years on the executive committee. So it's an honor for me to serve. And the fact that we have the opportunity as an organization to set the leadership and help set the direction for the group is a fantastic honor.
Anything else that you might want to just say to members or maybe potential members about becoming involved? Because in order to implement this strategic plan we talked about, it's going to take some work and some help, and we can use that help from our members.
Well, I think the most exciting thing is that we're very much in a growth mode as an organization. We have the highest membership we've had in a decade. We had an all-time high, at least in the last 10 years, at our April conference, highest Best of NAMA entries in a very long time. You know, so to use the term a rural renaissance, you know, the agricultural industry as a whole is just really a strong point in the U.S. economy right now. And I think that reflects back on NAMA and our membership and our organization as a whole. So it's a continued growing time. And you take a look at what we have in place, not only at this meeting, at the Trends meeting, but looking down the road for April, you know, we're really continuing to grow and provide innovative programming and opportunities for our members.
Well, I am looking forward to our next executive committee meeting, which will be right after the first of the year, for us to get together as a team to try to get to work on all this strategic plan and really just the ongoing things like the conferences and all the various committees. Looking forward to it. That's Beth Berge. She is the new president of the National Agri-Marketing Association.
So that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.